looking to break out the brooms here. Break out some champagne as well. 1-1 the Seager. Slider, that's popped up. Shallow center field. Correa is out, calling everyone off. He's there, makes the catch, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros are 2017 American League West champions.
Now, another Astros podcast.
The players hopping in a pile behind the pitcher's mound as the Houston Astros' magic number is zero. First division title in 16 years for the Astros. And it looks like the players are headed over toward left field, the left field side now, to high-five more fans. See players walking in front of the Landry's Crawford boxes and pointing at the fans, fans offering their congratulations and celebrating along with the players. Great to see the players taking this celebration out to the fans before they head to the clubhouse. Speaking of the clubhouse, Steve Sparks is down there right now waiting for the players to get down there. We'll have plenty of reaction from the clubhouse once they break out the bubbly. What's the scene there right now, Steve? I'd imagine pretty exciting, but still somewhat subdued.
Yeah, they're starting to trickle in right now, Robert. A couple of the coaches have come in, Carlos Correa, Francisco Liriano, Alonzo Powell, the assistant hitting coach for the Astros. Everybody's getting fired up. The champagne and the coldies, let's just say, are waiting. A lot of these players who are going around the warning track. I'm in the clubhouse right now, and I see the TVs. I still see the players running around the warning track right now, acknowledging the fans, a classy move by the Astros. So a lot of anticipation here. I plan on getting a little bit silly in here because this is going to turn into Club Astros in probably about 3 or 4 minutes.
All right, we'll go back to Steve coming up here in a little bit as the players now high-fiving fans. And now let's go down to Steve Sparks in the Astros clubhouse. What you got, Steve?
Let the games begin, Robert. The champagne just got popped. A.J. Hinch with about a minute and a half of letting everybody in this clubhouse know, once October starts, Robert, 11 games. That's their focus. We got to win 11 games to win the World Series. That's what he's letting everybody know right now, to start concentrating, enjoy this moment. And he pointed out Altuve. We got the MVP of the American League to celebrate with right here. So everybody's getting crazy. Everybody's getting wet. Sparky's staying dry. Talk to you in a bit.
All right. You know it's getting serious when Steve Sparks talks about himself in the third person. Let's go back to Steve Sparks in the Astros clubhouse down there with team president Reed Ryan.
All right, Robert. Reed has no goggles on right now. Team president Reed Ryan. Reed, this never gets old. A year away from this last year, but this is awesome.
Yeah, it's what we all play for, and I'm so happy for the guys like Altuve and Keuchel that have been here for so long. Seeing Jeff Luno and Mike Elias, the guys that built this team from day one. And then, of course, AJ, he said it a minute ago, having guys that have been lifetime grinders in the minor leagues with big-time free agents, trades. This team has something special, and seeing these guys celebrate right here, it just brings joy to my heart.
Hey, wait a second. I just got a glimpse of Josh Reddick. He is wearing a thong. I'm not kidding. Josh Reddick has a thong on Reed. You cannot allow that. This is PG.
For my God, son, cover yourself.
All right, Robert, throw it back to you in just a moment.
All right. Well, that's quite a visual, folks. Josh Reddick. There's always somebody who lets loose. Remember when the Astros won the wild card in 2015? It was Colby Rasmus running around with no shirt on. Steve Sparks mentioning A.J. Hinch, thanking everyone in his post-game speech. And one of A.J. Hinch's coaches now joining Steve Sparks.
Hey, we got Rich Dower, Robert, and he's got goggles on. He had to lift them off. He's still got the sting in the eyes right now, and you look like you just got an eye full of chlorine. How you feeling, Rich?
Hey, I'm just so thankful I got to be able to be with the Astros and come over here and win all the time, because I've been in the game 44 years, and it doesn't get any better than this, and I'm just very thankful to be an Astro right now.
What was the first time that you got an opportunity? Is you are getting crushed, Rich Dower. Alonzo just crushed you. How cold was that?
What was that?
So when was the first time that you got a chance to clinch?
The first time we ever got a chance to
clinch? Baltimore, 1960,
yeah, 1979.
1979.
Back in there. In 1983. And here's to these guys.
What's the most impressive thing about this team?
The character.
The
the character every day. And they don't act like they're any better than anybody else. They just go out and kick your butt and come back the next day.
Well, you got work to do, Rich. That beer is half empty. All right, back to you, Robert.
Thank you, Steve. Steve Sparks, interviewer and instigator down there in the Astros clubhouse as the Astros celebrate their 2017 American League West Championship. And you think about what happened with this club, 2012, Jeff Luhnow taking over. That was his first full season. Astros lost 100 games, 11, 12, and 13, and just built to this moment, getting to the playoffs in 2015. Speaking of GM Jeff Luhnow, he joins Steve Sparks right now.
Yeah, Robert, I got Jeff. And Jeff, the move you made August 31st, man, I don't know if I've ever been this excited. Even when I was playing, this was the move. Did you feel like you were able to contribute to this team and make this team a real contender?
Well, for sure. When you can add a piece like a former MVP, former Cy Young, to this core, and this core, this team was pretty darn good before August 31st, but we got better, and it showed today out on the mound. He was a competitor. He's a warrior. I can't wait to have him out there in the playoffs, and hopefully we have a long run in front of us. This is the first of, I hope, four celebrations that we're going to have.
How is this different in your mind from 2015?
You know, nobody expected us to get there in 15. It was a great accomplishment just to get to the postseason.
So all gravy.
Absolutely. But this year, I think we've known from the beginning that we're good enough not just to be in the playoffs. We're good enough to win. And it starts now. We've got to start getting ready. I'm sure AJ will have the guys ready. But, you know, we've got to win 11 games after the season ends, and that's our task.
That sounds like it's going to be the mantra. 11 is your number, right?
11 is the number, and we'll knock it down one at a time.
Jeff Luhnow, thanks a lot, man. Keep it going.
Of course. Have fun, everybody.
All right, back to you, Robert.
Here from Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow, the architect of this team, and Justin Verlander getting the win today, just the latest piece that the Astros picked up, and he signed through the 2019 season. So he's a guy who's going to be around not just this year, but the next 2 years as well. So the Astros showing that they can do a lot of different things, win in a lot of different ways, and acquire players and get better in a lot of different ways as well. So the Houston Astros, 2017 AL West champions, and speaking of some of the homegrown talent, Steve Sparks with one of them right now.
All right, Alex Bregman on here with me right now, Robert. Alex, what a unbelievable second half in particular for you. How does it feel to be such a huge contributor to a team that's going to the playoffs?
It's a dream come true for me. You know, growing up, you always want to play in the playoffs, and to be a part of this team with this group of guys, it's pretty special. And this is the only first time we're celebrating this year. We got a lot more celebrations to come.
Hey, it's an unbelievable mix, and I've heard you talk about it, the combination of some veteran leadership along with the young guys. It's a perfect mix for you guys to go deep. How do you lean on the older guys?
Perfect mix, man, the perfect storm. You know, you just got to come to the field every day ready to play, and you know, when you got guys like Carlos Beltran, who's 40 years old, showing up to the field every day ready to play, you gotta come ready to play as well. So it's a lot of fun, and I just want everybody to know Carlos Beltran's the best postseason player of all time. So get ready.
Ah, that's Alex Bregman. Thanks, buddy. Back to you, Robert.
Alex Bregman stumping for Carlos Beltran. How about that? But certainly, Astros fans saw what Beltran could do in this season and in the postseason in 2004 at his first stint with the Astros. But Alex Bregman, such a big part. Steve mentioned the great second half Bregman's had. You know, got off to a bit of a slow start, but was able to refine some things. And Steve Sparks, let's go back down to him in the clubhouse, another player interview.
All right, Colin McHugh is here with me right now, Robert. And Colin, this does not get old. You were here in 2015, a main part of this team, and you're going to be a main part of this the rest of the way. How does this feel, and how disturbed are you with the look of Josh Reddick right now?
Oh, man. Reddick's, people don't understand, he wears those underwear every day. He hasn't changed in 3 months. No, I'm just
That's
kidding.
Disheartening.
No, this is amazing. This is incredible. I mean, the times that you get to do this, you can't take for granted. So the fact that we've been able to do it a couple times in a few years is, that just doesn't get old. I mean, it's your family out here, so it's really incredible.
Now, you're soaked right now. You've had issues with your finger. Are you afraid to get pruning right now to make that? Are you? You're soaked right now, and I know there's going to be pruning. Are you a little worried right now that the blister's going to act up?
I took the Band-Aid off. No, rip the Band-Aid off. Just go for it when you're here, when you're doing this. So it's amazing.
Just bite the bullet, buddy. Hey, congratulations. You guys are in for a big run. I can't wait to watch.
Let's do it.
Thanks, Colin. Back to you, Robert.
All right, and when you listen to the players, you heard from Reid Ryan, also from Jeff Luhnow. The theme when you hear from these guys is, hey, this is just the beginning. The expectation is a lot different this year than it was in 2015. You know, when the Astros obviously thought they could get to the postseason, but this year they expect to go further than just get into the postseason. Let's go down to Steve Sparks with the old catcher, Brian McCann.
He just walked away. All right, he's coming back. I got him. Brian McCann, you're catching Justin Verlander in these three games. What in the world? This is ridiculous stuff.
Yeah, it's a game changer for this team. You get his presence, you get his experience. He makes everybody else better. You talk about guys that are great players, and you talk about guys that are great players that make everybody better, and that's what he does. And that's why, you know, he's one of the best pitchers of the last 15 years.
Yeah.
And so it's remarkable to watch him go about his business.
When he goes about his business, does it remind you of some of the pitchers you caught in Atlanta?
It reminds me of a lot of guys.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Smoltz, Glavin, Hudson.
Sparks. Oh, thank you.
DK.
I hear you.
DK is.
So who's the only guy? Are you the only guy that Verlander will talk to on game day?
Yeah, and he'll only give me.
Three-word sentences?
He'll only give me 20 minutes of our meeting.
Does he kind of grunt?
Yeah. He's an animal.
All right, man. Hey, great job. Tear him up. Keep swinging it.
Thank you.
All right, Brian McCann. Back to you, Robert.
Astros 7-1 winners over Seattle to clinch the American League West Championship for 2017. We'll go back down to the clubhouse. Steve Sparks with the man who got the final three outs.
Well, we got the hammer with us, Robert. It's Ken Giles who's been knocking it down almost all season long. Almost a perfect save opportunity on this season for Ken Giles. How was that? I mean, I know it wasn't a save, but to go out there and to get that clincher for Verlander, how did that feel, Ken?
I mean, it felt amazing. I knew we get that lead. I had this gut feeling that he was going to call upon me to make sure to get that shutdown inning, and very happy he did because that was a great moment in my life.
Hey, I was asking you about, have you ever, even in the minor league, gone through a situation where you were going to be able to clinch to go to the playoffs? You said no. What does this feel like?
First time for everything, right? Yeah. I mean, it feels great because I've never won anything like this in my life, and it feels very special to me.
And it's a little disturbing watching Josh Reddick parade around here in his panties. Is that an everyday occurrence in this clubhouse?
I mean, he does something wacky every day. I mean, we all love it. We never know what's going to happen. He's got something to say or he's got something to wear. We don't care as long as he brings the enthusiasm and the energy back in this clubhouse.
You know what you do? You make people wear it when you throw your fastball and your slider. They wear it, Ken Giles. Good job.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, back to you, Robert.
All right. Good to hear from Ken Giles. And, you know, Steve and I talked about it before Giles came into the game when he was warming up. And you always wonder about closers, how are they going to do in a non-save situation? But and it may have been 7-1, but obviously no problem getting an adrenaline if you're Ken Giles. Magic number down to one, chance to get the final three out. Steve gave up three hits, all soft hits to load the bases with one out in that ninth inning, but then was able to retire the next two hitters and got out of it unscathed. Just a fantastic performance. For the Astros this afternoon. Fantastic performances all season. That's why the Astros are division champs for the first time since 2001. As Steve Sparks back in the clubhouse with Jake Marisnik.
All right, Jake, man, a brutal blow to this team when you went down. And I know you know it and you're disappointed. And I talked to George just a couple of days ago, and he actually shed a tear. How hard is it for you to be able to miss this? I know you're a huge part of this team emotionally, but tough, right?
Yeah, you know, I was hanging out. I was supposed to stay inside, but I mean, when I saw them celebrating on the field, I couldn't not go out there. So to go out there and get that welcome, my guy, was awesome. And I love this team. I love the way these guys play. And I hate that I'm not a part of it right now. Hopefully, I can heal up and get out there at some point.
Hey, 2015, you got traded over here. Do you remember the occasion? Or 2014, you and I talked, and you didn't know anybody in this clubhouse, and you just left a lot of friends with the Marlins team. And what this is family, right? I mean, you got some of your best friends for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah. Like you said, when I first came over, I mean, I played against some of these guys, didn't really know anybody. And now, I mean, these are guys, I mean, we're going to spend the rest of our lives together. Some of us doing, I mean, watch these guys get married, watch these guys, all that stuff. And I'm just happy to be a part of it, happy to be here. And I couldn't be happier for this group.
You got a big cast on your hand, and you got it wrapped up so you doesn't get wet. I just got one question for you. How in the heck are you going to hitchhike?
What was that?
How in the world are you going to hitchhike?
I just jump
on the... You can't get a ride!
I just jump on the back of the car. You know, if a truck goes by, I run and jump in the back of it. I don't got to put my thumb up.
That's what winners do! Back to you, Robert!
Well, if you see somebody hopping on the back of a vehicle in Houston, it might be Jake Marisnik, according to Steve Sparks. All right, Steve Sparks joined by the manager of the Astros right now.
All right, I got A.J. Hinch here as Craig Bjornsson, the bullpen coach, is getting obliterated with blue Gatorade and some other substances. I don't know what that means. A.J., this team coming together.
Somebody's pouring stuff on me.
This is unbelievable. This team, you guys exceeded expectations 2 years ago. This team deserves to be here. This team's going to go a little ways.
You know, we earned the right to celebrate today, and it's so early in September, even though I know it feels like the season's ending, it's hard to do what we did. Proud of these guys, the way they go about it, the way we prepare. We've had a great lead the entire season. We stayed the course. We're division champs. We got a chance to do something special in October.
I've heard a couple times your message to this team, and the mantra is starting to say 11 wins. And you guys got to win 11 times to get where you want to go.
We do, and our guys have sights set pretty high. I mean, that was from the very beginning of the spring. And these guys believe it. They love each other. They love playing for one another. We deserve the right to, or we earn the right to celebrate, but we'll quickly adapt back to the season and get ready for October.
Does this feel exactly like 2003 when you and I were teammates and we lost 119?
How far have we come? I would have never guessed that you and I were going to be in Houston celebrating with champagne and a division championship for the Houston Astros. I'm so proud to be the manager here. I was proud to be a player, but, you know, as a manager, it's such a different gratification.
Last thing before I talk to Josh Reddick. Do you ever, ever walk around in your house, windows closed, lights off, with panties, just like that?
There's only so many guys that can pull off, you know, walking around in some bizarre underwear. Josh Reddick's one of them. I'm not.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, and we like everything today.
A.J. Hinch, thanks, buddy. Josh Reddick's next. You guys ready for this?
All right, let's do it.
I got to look real high, smoking a stogie. Josh Reddick, what is this shirt, first of all? Before I get down to your panties, what is this shirt?
It's All-American. This whole outfit's All-American, you know?
Bald eagle?
I mean, we're there. We're in. We're 100% USA. So the Speedo has some tenure, has a few of these under its belt, so I break them out for these occasions.
And you cut off the sleeves like the white trash look. I love that.
I'm not white trash.
I'm not saying you're white trash.
I'm a sophisticated
white trash
redneck.
Look.
I'm a sophisticated redneck is what I call it.
I love it. And then you got the panties, and I'm not going to look real close to that area.
Speedo.
You got the Speedos, and I'm not going to look real close to that area.
What I'm a man. I don't wear panties.
He does not wear panties. But it's a Speedo with, I think it's a thong. I'm not real sure. No, it's not a thong. It's got the stars and stripes on the left and the stripes on the right. How do you pull this off? Do you pull this off in your house?
It's just been something I've worn for years to bring out in these celebrations, so I just got to keep it going. And my theory is, you know, this could be my last one of my career, so I'm going to have fun with it. And
you never know.
You just never know, so you're going to have fun with it no matter what.
Josh, Minute Maid Park, you've got the best home average of anybody in the big leagues. I hate to drop stats on you, but what is it about this ballpark that brings out the best in you?
I thought, you know, the guys in the lineup I'm hitting around obviously help a lot. I see the ball really well here with our new backdrop. Coming over here early years, you know, it wasn't very pretty for me. I guess I couldn't see the ball, but I guess being able to be here and adapt has helped me see the ball a lot better. But the guys I hit around between George, Altuve, and Correa, what other three guys do you want in the lineup to hit in front of?
Would you have ever imagined 5 years ago when this team sucked so bad that you would be on it and they'd be one of the best teams in the league?
I did not. I did not have a chance of that. When I was sitting in Oakland in 12 and 13 coming over here, and
you were racing to the bat rack.
I was running to the bat rack just to face these guys. So it's definitely a switch for me, but, you know, I saw over the last couple of years that these guys were in a timetable of turning of events for us, so it just made sense, and luckily for me, my free agency timed right.
Josh Reddick, $10, you can't finish that stogie in 10 puffs.
Sure can't. Don't want to.
Back to you, Robert.
All right. Well, it seems like Josh Reddick's Speedo certainly has been the story of the postseason celebration for the Astros, clinching their first ever ALS title, seventh division title in club history. Eighth if you include winning the second half title in the 1981 strike shortened season, as we go back down to Steve Sparks in the Astros clubhouse.
Thank you, Robert. I got the pitching coach, Brent Strom. I got one of the Astros starting pitchers, Charlie Morton. And we're in the club, and Stromy's got a bottle full of bub, and he's got a half container full of champagne. What's it like, man? What you got one of the best starting rotations, this guy on your right now. What a season he's had. A credit to you, but I want to talk to Charlie. Tell me a little something about Charlie Morton that we don't know.
Well, Charlie Morton doesn't know how good he can be. Really? And he's been really good for us, okay? And when asked to pitch in big games, I'd put my money on Charlie. I really would. You know, I just had a moment with my wife drinking half.
What does that mean?
Drinking half this bottle of champagne, and she was already asking me about the rotation. So I'm trying to figure it out myself.
How did she get in here?
I know. Well, I was down in the corner down there.
All right, Charlie, man. All right, 4 starts last year. We weren't sure what you were going to be able to bring to the table. Outside of the little last strain, it didn't last that long. You're still blowing gas. How are you doing it?
To be honest with you, my workouts in the offseason, Andrew Emick at Athletic Edge, Mike Goff down there in Bradenton, Florida, Brent Strom.
What has he taught you mechanic-wise? What has Brent Strom taught you about how to maximize your body and your arm?
He's really good about everything in general, but mechanics, simplifying things, and just making sure that I believe in myself in terms of where I am right now, and it's good enough.
If you pitch the last game of the World Series, are you confident that you can get the last batter out?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But Strami, you know, I didn't know really when I was coming to the Astros. I talked to Strami a little bit, but really this. He's been everything that I could have hoped for in a pitching coach. I mean,
it's almost like a dad, isn't he?
Yeah, well, I mean, you just really positive, great eye for pitching, great eye.
I feel like he's my crazy uncle.
Well, no, but honestly, it's not, you know, it's not the easiest thing to do to come over to a new organization, new people, new league, the whole thing, and have a guy in your corner like Stroman.
You know, I'd be in your corner, too, if you threw 95-mile-an-hour two-seamers. Nice job, Charlie. Great job, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Let's do this a few times.
Thank you,
Stroman. Strami?
All right, buddy.
What's it going to take? Keep Justin Verlander healthy, keep Keuchel healthy, and get McCullers out there.
11 wins more. We need to make a decision on who's going to be our Warriors in the playoffs. And if we can pick the right guys, I think we can do it.
Unfortunately, I'm not available, so good luck.
Well, if we need a knuckleballer, we'll get you, Sparky.
All right, back to you, Robert.
All right, good to hear from Charlie Morton. Man, what a year Charlie Morton has had. When you think about what a team has to do in order to win a division title and make a deep playoff run potentially like the Astros have a chance to do, it takes so many guys, and there are always some unknowns. There are always some surprise performances. Charlie Morton made 4 starts last year for the Philadelphia Phillies before tearing his hamstring and having season-ending surgery. All 4 of those starts came in April. Astros took a chance on him, signed him to a 2-year deal, and Morton has delivered. Did go on the DL twice this year, but he's done an excellent job for the Astros. 23 starts this year, has had the velocity in the mid-90s all season long. And speaking of pitching, hey, let's talk with the former Cy Young winner with Steve Sparks right now.
Well, I got Dallas Keuchel here, who just threw one of his better games of the year. Dallas, you just keep doing it. I mean, unbelievable year in 2015. This time, you guys are not pretenders. You guys are the real deal. When you guys got Verlander, the combination 1A and 1B with you and Verlander, this is tough.
It is tough. And the most special thing is just to watch great pitchers do their job. And it's something that, as a kid growing up, I was a baseball fan, and I was a fan of pitching, fan of baseball in general. But when I'm a pitcher now, and that's my craft, there's nothing better than watching other pitchers do their job. And he's one of those special guys you don't get to see very often.
When you guys talk, and I know you had a conversation with him even before he signed, what has he meant to this team in just this short time he's been here?
He gave that extra boost when we were kind of down. And
why were you guys down?
Like I said, when you can make a good team great and make great teams legendary, we were already a great team. And we didn't have to make a move, but when you see other teams making moves and positioning themselves for the playoffs, you can't help but think about what veteran pitching does. And he's shown it. He's shown what veteran pitching does. Whether it's March, April, May, or October, veteran pitching wins because they know how to do things the right way and they know how to go about their business. He's done it for many years.
Yeah.
Number two overall draft pick from the Tigers, 13-year career. So we're looking for him to be, if not the rock, a huge piece of this playoff run.
You know, everybody's looking for you to be a big piece of this too. Talking about that, what do you feel like at this particular time after yesterday? You come to the ballpark today. How sore are you, and how ready are you to be able to throw your bullpens and get ready for the next start?
Well, I think the body kind of naturally gravitates towards playoff time, and once playoff time comes around,
you start feeling better, don't you?
You automatically start feeling better, and it's funny how things work like that.
Yeah.
But it's a grind from 162, and the body can only handle a certain amount. But at the same time, that's why you got guys to fill in. You got Peacock, you had Fires fill in earlier this year. Everybody was down starting pitching wise, and they really picked us up. They pitched like co-aces for about a 2 month span. Peacock's had a great year. He deserves to be 2-1-2-3 on any staff, and he started in the bullpen. I've been waiting for that, but it's a continual process. But once the playoffs start, adrenaline's rushing, fans are out there cheering. I got some experience at 15. We had a chance to beat the world champs. Fell short. We're not going to fall short this year.
This is Club Astros. Hopefully we can do this a few more times. Dallas Keuchel, good luck the rest of the way. Thanks for catching up.
Thank you.
All right, Robert, back to you. That's going to do it.
All right. Hey, thanks so much, Steve, for all your help down there in the Astros clubhouse. Steve Sparks getting plenty of post-game reaction as the Astros beat the Mariners 7-1 to win their first division title in 16 years, 2017 AL West champs, Houston Astros.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.